Isn't it wonderful the way Jesus is always here ahead of us?
多么的奇妙，主耶稣一直在我们之前，在这里。
When we come here and sit down before Him, He's been waiting for us.
我们每一次来到这里，坐在这里，他就在等着我们。
Oh, Jesus, we're so grateful.
Oh, 耶稣，我们何等的感恩。
That you are always in our midst.
你总是在我们中间。
We want you to have your way this evening.
今天晚上我们渴望你凭你意行。
We pray you'll bless everyone here.
我们渴望祷告你来祝福这里的每一位。
We come to find more of you.
我们来要更多的寻见你。
We want to go home filled with your spirit.
我们要充满了你的圣灵。
Open our ears to hear your voice.
开通我们的耳朵，要听见你的声音。
Open our eyes that we may see you clearly.
开通我们的眼睛，让我们看见你，清楚看见。
As we read the word, we will understand your voice.
当我们读你的话语，让我们明白你的声音。
Speaking just to us.
单单的对我们说话。
Oh, we love you, Lord.
哦，主，我们爱你。
And we commit this meeting in your hands.
我们把这次聚会交在你的手中。
That you will have your will done.
让你的旨意成就。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名， amen.
We have a song in your hymnal. It's number 14, page 27 in the back.
我们一首诗歌27页。
I am his and he is mine.
我属他，他属我。
Thank you. 再唱第一段跟第四段。
主哟， Oh,
Don't you know I brought you here to change you?
你岂不知我把你带到这里是要改变你吗
？I want you to go forth bearing my own image.
我愿你往前带着我自己的形象。
I want to come to live out my life through you in a greater way.
我渴望在你里面更多、更丰富地活出我自己。
And I come to fill you with my glory.
是的，我来了要用我的荣耀充满你。
And I want you to dispense the glory.
我要你散发这个荣耀。
Glorify the Lord Jesus Christ.
荣耀主耶稣基督。
Amen.
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 Oh, Jesus, we thank you.
Oh, 耶稣，谢谢。
We thank you. You're here in our midst.
主啊，你就在我们中间。
You've come to do us good.
你来了，为了我们的好处。
We pray you put the frosting on the cake.
我们愿你把最好的留在最后。
Finish the work, Lord. You brought us here.
完成你的工作。
Finish it.
完成你的工作。
We just have a couple more days. Oh, Jesus, finish the work.
我们还有两三天的时间，完成你的工作。
You want us to be changed.
我们渴望我们得改变。
And every time we praise you, we get another change.
我们每一次赞美你的时候，都更多的被改变。
The darkness disappears.
黑暗就消失了。
The hopelessness is gone.
无望就离开了。
And we have this, your presence going before us.
我们有你的同在与我们同去。
Oh Jesus, we give you glory.
主耶稣，我们把荣耀归给你。
Each one of us reach out to touch you.
我们每一个人都伸出手来触摸他。
As you pass through the group, Lord, let us reach out and touch you.
主，当你今天经过我们中间的时候，让我们用心来触摸你。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名 ，Amen.
You may be seated.
请坐。
We have a special blessing tonight.
今天晚上我们有一个特别的祝福。
The famous person on our team is the cook.
我们团队里最有名的是我们的大厨。
Let's give him a hand.
让我们欢迎他。
Eric
同学要跟我们分享。
Thank you. You're not clapping just for me. You're clapping for my helpers, the office.
你们在这边不是单单只为我鼓掌，你们也在为我的助手来鼓掌。
The grounds，
还有那些在营地服侍的那些弟兄姐妹们。
Housekeeping，
还有那些整理各个房间的弟兄姐妹们。
Brother Rich Millward who coordinates the cooks，
还有就是一些负责联络跟安排各样事项的弟兄姐妹们。
Sister Ruth talked about unity in the spirit，
还有郭牧师提到了就是我们在合一，在灵里面合一。
Well, the Spirit provides unity in work.
这个圣灵给我们带来合一，还有我们的手中事工。
So it takes many to put together.
所以这需要各个部分来合作来完成。
Good food.
所以我们才能够端上一些好的让大家享用的食物。
So thank you for your applause. Thank you for your prayers.
所以我们谢谢每一位，也谢谢大家给我们的鼓励。
And thank you for your very healthy appetites.
也非常谢谢大家有个很好的胃口。
Being from the Northeast, I'm sorry you didn't have warmer weather here in middle of June.
在那个我们特别从东北来的，我们在这边应该是要一个比较温暖的气候，但是这个时候
I can tell the weather affected you in two ways today.
今天我可以看到就是这个气候天气如何影响各位。
Some of you look like you're dressed for winter.
有些人穿的像现在是冬天。
And you must have needed warm comfort food tonight.
有些人可能晚上需要一些比较厚重的棉被。
We usually cook for a supper meal, maybe 5 trays of food.
通常我们在预备晚餐的时候，大概预备五盘。
We prepared 9 trays of food tonight.
在今天晚上我们预备了9盘食物。
I thought I was going to get in trouble for too many leftovers.
我本来以为说，我可能煮太多了，然后可能会剩下很多食物。
There was almost nothing left.
大家把食物通通吃光了。
I think it's a new retreat record.
这对我们这个特会来说是一个历史上的记录。
So Sister Martha and Brother Jeff.
所以那个向弟兄还有小静姐妹。
Don't ever move the retreat to the winter months.
所以我们千万不要把我们的那个特会搬到冬天的月份。
I can't cook that much food all the time.
没有办法为大家煮那么多食物。
But I appreciate the opportunity to share. It's been a blessing to be here with you year in, year out.
对，但是我很感谢有这样的机会可以跟大家来做一点分享，特别是每一年能够来到营地服侍各位。
I like the line from this song. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful?
我也喜欢这首诗歌。我们当我们来耶稣的时候，这是不是一件很棒的事情呢？
It's a great hymn, 447. Maybe we can sing it later.
也许我们可以一起来唱诗歌本红色的那一本447。
Love beyond our human comprehending.
耶稣的爱超过我们所能够明白的。红色的那本营地的诗歌本 ，Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? 耶稣的爱是不是很奇妙呢？447。
Love of God in Christ, how can it be?
耶稣的爱是何等的奇妙。
This will be my theme and never ending.
这是我一生都会专注的主题。
Great redeeming love of Calvary.
耶稣在十字架上的救赎的爱。
Sister Martha hadn't asked me ahead to speak, so I'm sharing something that the Lord has been working in me the last few years.
Martha 姐妹她有事先跟我讲说请我上来分享，所以今天晚上我想来分享一些神已经在我身上就是安置了几年的这个感动。
In 2 Corinthians 5, the Apostle Paul writes about the ministry of reconciliation.
在哥林多后书第五章
Be reconciled to God.
我们要与神和好。
A ministry we are all called to immediately.
在那个事工当中，我们都受到立即的呼召。
Upon receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
当我们接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主跟成为我们的救主。
Each in our own different ways.
即便在我们个人不所有的不同上。
As we bring the sacrifice of our time.
特别是当我们来摆上我们的时间。
Talents and gifts,
还有我们的才能跟才干
to the glory of His kingdom,
为着神的国度的荣耀。
I greatly appreciated Brother Ernie's sermons Thursday and Friday night.
在星期四晚上还有星期五晚上，我非常感谢能够听到Ernie 弟兄他所分享的信息。
I don't think I'll forget Gilgal to Bethany to Jericho anytime soon.
在他讲那个信息，就是从吉甲到耶利哥。然后再到伯特利的那一段过程，我想他的信息非常重要，我应该不会很快忘记他所分享的。
And he was of course right when he said that our Gilgal experiences are when we come to our salvation in Jesus.
他分享的我觉得非常正确，特别是在描述我们在吉甲当中所经历的那些经验，也就是我们刚接受到这个救恩的时候。
And we each have our own Bethany in terms of where life has brought us and where life is taking us.
然后当我们继续的到了伯特利的时候，它也就象征着我们在一生当中所经历过的许多不同的事情。
In this matter, that I'm going to speak about tonight, I think this is the Lord bringing me down my road to Jericho.
所以接下来晚上我要跟大家分享，也就是神他带领我所经过的，带领我如何到耶利哥。
See, when we're saved,
当我们得拯救的时候,
the moment we publicly declare it,
特别是说当我们公开地承认这个救恩,
we have entered the ministry of reconciliation.
我们在那时候就已经进入了那个跟神和好的事工。
But I want to talk tonight about the ministry of forgiveness.
但是今天晚上我来谈谈那个得赦免。的那个事工。
And I mean our own ability to forgive and relay how God works in us to forgive in difficult circumstances.
特别是讲到说那个得拯救得赦免，还有就是说我们在什么样的情况下我们可以原谅的那个工作。
and in certain relationships.
然后特别是说在一些关系当中。
First is the circling back of an old enemy.
特别是说我们先来来回顾一下就是我们那个天然的那个敌人。
And secondly, because it seems that at least in American evangelism,
在美国特别是传福音的这件事情上,
there's been a real turning on of each other between evangelists and mega churches.
很多时候在美国大教会，他们在服事传福音的工作上，有些时候会有些意见上的相左。
Something I've not seen since the 1980s.
然后特别是说在1980年的时候，很多都是我没有看过的。
But tonight I want to speak to each of us as individual ministers of forgiveness.
但是今天晚上我要对各位来谈谈，特别是说在个人的层面上，每个人可以如何做一个原谅的那个传道人。
Further on in 2 Corinthians 5, it says,
特别接下来在哥林多后书第五章，他继续谈到。
Now all things are of God.
接下来所有关于神的事情。
Who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ,
透过耶稣基督我们与他与神和好
and has given us the ministry of reconciliation.
神他已经将那个与神和好的事工交托给我们
That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself.
也就是神在耶稣里把这个世界来与他来和好
and not imputing their trespasses to them,
这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上。
好，谢谢，谢谢大家。
Okay, I love this man. I think we need to start off with a few basic definitions.
这是我们现在谈谈几个简单的定义。
What is an enemy?
敌人的意思是什么?
A person that is antagonistic to us.
特别是说对我们怀有敌意的人。
Could be physically or spiritually.
他可能是物理上的，也可能是属灵上的。
Could be somebody who's harmful or deadly.
他有可能是一些对我们会做出伤害，甚至致命行为的人。
A military adversary.
他有可能是军事上的敌人。
Or some hostile force.
或者是说一些对我们怀有敌意的势力。
Which could be a human spirit.
也有可能是在出自于人的里面的灵。
Then the definition of forgive is to, I think it's important.
特别是说我们来看一下饶恕这个字的定义是什么。
To forgive alone.
不单单就是说饶恕。
To give up resentment.
同时你要放弃你身上对那个人所怀的怨恨。
Or to choose to cease to feel resentment against.
而且你必须要主动的去选择就是你要放弃心里所一直持有的那个怨恨或怀恨。
But then the definition of reconcile is also important.
那接下来我们再来看一下与人和好的那个定义它也是非常重要的。
To restore friendship or harmony.
那个和好的定义就是说我们要回复那个与人和好的那个状态。
To come to an agreement or an answer or a solution.
同时我们必须要找到两个人都可以一致同意的方案。
Now speaking specifically of personal relationships.
特别是说我们来谈到个人之间的关系。
I read these definitions because we as humans.
我来谈到这些为什么来谈这些字的定义特别是说我们从人的这个层面来看
Between one another
在每个人之间
Must be careful not to equate or convolute
我们必须要小心我们不要这样来做比较
Forgiveness with reconciliation
原谅跟和好他们不是等同的
They're two different things
这两件事情其实有一些层次上的差别
Reconciliation may not ever be possible between two people.
在两个人之间，他们要从一个不友好的关系当中变成和好，有些时候这是不太可能的。
But forgiveness is always possible.
但是你选择去原谅，这样的选择总是可能的。
So when considering, and Sister Ruth reminded us about Martha Wing Robinson.
郭牧师他提醒他提到了罗炳生师母。
In her testimony of abandonment to God.
还有罗炳生师母他的见证，他如何将自己弃绝给神。
By the Spirit turned over to God, family, friends.
借着神的灵，他将他的家人，然后将自己交托给神。
Work.
然后将他的工作也交托给神。
Her reputation.
还有他剩下自己的名声，他也通通交托给神。
But sometimes we have to learn to turn over to God our enemies.
但是很多的时候，我们必须要学着也将我们的敌人也交托给神。
We have to be on guard.
我们必须要谨慎。
And at times give pause to ourselves.
然后有些时候我们必须要缓下我们的脚步。
To not confuse reconciliation with forgiveness.
我们在与人和好还有在原谅人这两件事情当中我们不要将他们做我们不要来有所混淆。
Because sometimes the fear of reconciliation.
有些时候你会害怕去与人和好。
Could be,A risk.
有些时候你试着要去与人和好去修复那个关系对你来说可能是一种风险。
In causing ourselves not to forgive.
然后它很可能会导致你到后来反而变成没有那个能力去原谅别人。
In other words, we must be on guard.
所以换句话来说我们必须要谨慎。
To avoid or prevent.
我们必须要设法避免。
Returning to a place of unforgiveness.
我们必须要在那个与人和好的努力当中必须要避免我们会跑回去那个原来就是无法原谅别人的那个境地当中。
By allowing our desire in the flesh,
特别是说我们不能放纵我们自己的肉体。
For justice as we see fit.
就是我们不能按照我们自己眼中看为对的事情来做这样的取舍。
Does not in any way override.
我们不能就是说以任何的方式
God's love of the person who was our enemy.
神对一个人的神God also.
That our desire for justice or retribution in the flesh does not override or conflict with God's love for our enemy.
就是说神也是爱我们的敌人。有些时候我们身上所秉持的那个我们自认为是的公义他并没有办法胜过神对敌人的爱。
Jesus died for you and me.
神耶稣他为我们而死。
And our enemies.
耶稣他也为了我们敌人死在十字架上。
And to share a little context of my journey with understanding forgiveness.
我想跟大家分享一下就是说特别我对原谅宽恕这件事情我个人在的一些学习上的历程。
And reason it's very personal, this particular subject.
特别是说这个课题对我来说是非常个人的。
I've shared briefly in the past, about my father.
过去我有非常简单的分享一些关于我和我父亲之间的关系的那些经验。
I'm not going to go into too much detail.
今天晚上我不会分享太多的细节。
But he was somebody that was raised in this fellowship.
He was raised in this family.
The East Side Pentecostal Church.
我父亲他也是在那个五旬节教会里面就是长大的。
And Ridgewood.
然后他也参加利居屋教会。
In fact, in 1962 on Labor Day weekend,
在1962年那个劳动节的那个周末的时候
he stood in this room and announced his intention to enter the ministry.
然后他那时候站在这里就是公开的宣告说他要来加入一个事工。
1967, he marries my mother who grew up in Williamsburg Pentecostal Church.
然后在1967年的时候他与我母亲结婚我母亲是在另外一个五旬节的教会长大的。
And I was born in 68.
然后我是在68年的时候出生的。
After that, my father turned to a life of evil. After that, my father turned to a life of evil.
在那时候我父亲变成一个邪恶的人。
He entered the ministry for his own self-interest.
我父亲他之所以参加施工完全是出于他自己的私利。
I won't go into all of it, but because of that, my parents divorced a few years later.
我没有办法将太多细节在这里分享，但是也就因为这样的原因，我父母在几年之后他们离婚了。
He would end up living a double life as a minister and a criminal.
所以我父亲他就过着一个双面人的生活，他是一个传道人，同时他也是一个罪犯。
He would end up in jail in 1992.
结果在1992年的时候，他被关到监狱里面。
And that was the last time I spoke directly with him.
然后那是最后一次我跟我父亲有直接的对话。
That was 34 years ago.
那是34年以前的事情。
And he circled back a few years ago.
然后在几年前他又忽然出现在我们的生活当中。
In an ugly way with some family members.
然后他对我一些家人有一些非常不友善的动作。
And then again more recently with me.
然后特别是最近他又出现在我的生活当中，特别是对我个人他有一些非常不合理不合宜的。
And because I knew his ways,
因为我知道我父亲是一个什么样的人。
I knew he was up to something suspicious.
所以我知道他心里一定在谋划些、谋算些什么事情。
Which proved true.
结果我的猜测是对的。
Unfortunately.
非常不幸的我又猜对了。
So, I've forgiven my father.
我已经原谅我的父亲了。
Forgave him a long time ago.
我很久以前我就原谅我的父亲了。
Because when he went into jail in 1992,
特别是在1992年他被关到监狱里的时候,
it was discovered that from 1986,
特别是说, 人家就开始发现从1986年,
to 1992,
到1992年之间,
he used my identity to hide from the law.
他用我的身份来从事一些犯罪的行为,
which included the FBI.
然后甚至他所犯的那些, 犯行的程度也让引起 FBI 的关注。
I wasn't born Eric Rodko. I was not born Eric Rodko.
Eric.
That's my mother's name.
Oh, 我并不是跟我母亲的姓。
I had to legally change my name.
我必须要就是把我的名字给完全改过去，所以我能够不被那些事情牵连。
And I hated my father.
我非常非常痛恨我的父亲。
But the hatred did more harm to me than it did to him.
但是对他的痛恨其实对我自己造成更多的伤害。
And I realized that in this room in a sermon in 1996 and was saved.
然后也就是在这个地方在1996年的时候我是因为一个信息我得到了拯救。
So I've forgiven him.
所以我再次的我原谅了他。
But reconciliation is still not yet possible.
但是我没有办法跟我父亲来和好。
I'm not saying it's not.
我并不是说他完全不可能。
I don't know what I would do if I got the call he was on his deathbed.
我不知道如果说我父亲有一天他在他就是要病危的时候，他如果打电话给我的话，我不知道我会如何反应。
But it's a work of God in my heart.
但是神在我的心里面工作。
To take this matter seriously and to share with others.
所以神要我把这件事情认真来对待，同时将我所学习的这个历程跟大家分享出来。
A perspective from the scene at the cross.
特别是说从一个十字架的角度来理解这件事情。
When Jesus says, Father, forgive them, they do not know what they do.
特别是耶稣说到说我们要原谅他们，因为他们并不知道他们手中所做的事情是什么。
There have been many speakers and sermons and stories.
在这里我们有碰过很多的传道人，然后听过很多的见证跟故事。
Jesus is speaking to the Romans.
耶稣跟罗马人说话。
He's speaking to the religious leaders.
然后他跟那些宗教领袖说话。
He's speaking to the Jews.
然后对犹太人说话。
But maybe there's another group that he's speaking to.
但是耶稣也有在这些之外的其他的人群说过话。
There were two thieves next to Jesus.
然后特别说耶稣死在在十字架上的时候，在他身边有两个偷窃犯了偷窃罪的人。
And we don't know exactly who was in the crowd that day going by the crucified.
然后特别是耶稣被钉死在十字架那天的时候，在下面围观的人当中，我们不知道那些人有哪些人。
The Romans made it public because they knew it brought great shame on the Jewish people.
为什么罗马人把耶稣公开钉在十字架上？是因为他们知道他们可以用这个方式来羞辱犹太人。
But still, there were two thieves that had to have had family and loved ones.
但是 要记得跟耶稣一起挂在十字架上还有另外两个恶人，他们也有家人。
I wonder what they were thinking of that day.
然后我在想，那些人他们当时是怎么样来看待这件事情，如何看待他们挂在十字架上的家人。
I mean, maybe they had offended all their relations.
也许当时那两个人他们所的犯行已经使得他们跟家人之间所有关系通通完全断绝了。
And maybe no family came that day to see them or say goodbye.
也许那两个被挂在十字架上二人在他们被钉在十字架的当天没有任何的家人或朋友来看他们。
But what if there were?
但是如果有的话呢？
You have friends and family of one thief hearing Jesus saying to them, you'll be with me in paradise.
你们可也许其中那个有一个人他就是他们家人或朋友会听到耶稣告诉其中一个人说今天你就跟我在天上了。
I would hope that those family and friends found joy in that.
我会希望如果说真的有那些家人跟朋友在场的话，他们可以从耶稣的话里面得到安慰跟喜乐。
And who knows, even in that interchange came to Christ.
然后也许说不定那些人就是因为听到那样的对话，他们也就接受了耶稣的救恩。
It was the ministry of forgiveness.
这个就是那个赦罪赦免的事工。
But the other one did not accept Christ.
但是另外一个恶人他并没有接受耶稣的救恩。
And so family and friends,
所以如果说他们也有家人跟朋友在场的话，
would have walked away very disappointed.
他们很可能会非常失望的离开那个刑场。
So, it's a mystery.
所以他很可能他就是他本身就是一个秘密。
The ministry of forgiveness, because it's unique to all of us. We all have our own unique enemies.
我们每个人自己都有自己不一样的敌人，然后那个敌人都非常独特的。
And it's a mystery in the Bible.
然后在圣经当中有这样的一个奥秘。
That if God forgets the sinner or the evil,
如果说神他忘了罪人或者是忘了那些邪恶的事情
And there's no tears in heaven,
然后在天上是没有眼泪的
Am I going to remember the hurts my father committed against me in heaven?
在天上我还会记得说我父亲对我所造成的伤害吗？
I don't know the answer to that question.
我在这时候我没有答案。
But while I'm alive, while I'm living in Jesus,
特别是当我还活在耶稣基督里面的时候
As a steward of the ministry of forgiveness
特别是说耶稣将这个原谅的事工交托给我
I have a responsibility
我有这样的一个责任
to continue to forgive my father
我必须要继续不断地原谅我的父亲
And if the Lord brings us together
如果神让我跟我父亲来和好的话
It ispurely the work of the Holy Spirit.
它绝对是圣灵的工作。
Because the message from the cross, when Jesus said, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they do.
特别是说耶稣在十字架上说的那个父啊，请你原谅他们，因为他们不知道他们所做的是什么。
I'm talking about those who knew the thieves and could not bring themselves to forgiveness.
我在讲就是说特别那些跟耶稣一起钉的那些二人他们没有办法 他们的家人没有办法原谅他们。
They scoffed.
他们没有办法原谅他们。
They pitied.
他们觉得这些人可能很可怜。
They walked away.
他们就非常简单就走开了。
But the scriptures teach us how to handle our enemies.
但是圣经当中也这样教导我们我们应该如何来原谅我们的敌人。
And this is a hard work for some of us.
对我们有些弟兄姐妹来说这是一个非常艰难的功课。
I'm not saying it's easy.
这绝对不是一个容易的功课。
We've all been harmed by enemies in different ways.
我们绝对都被人就是这样或那样伤害过。
But in Romans 12,
但是在罗马书十二章
it says, bless those who persecute you.
你要祝福那些迫害你的人。
Bless and do not curse.
你对那些破坏你的你所要做的事情是要祝福他们而不是诅咒他们。
Repay no evil.
你不要以恶对待恶。
Do not avenge yourself.
你不要靠自己的血气来复仇。
Do not give place to wrath.
你不要心里起怨恨。
Vengeance is mine, says the Lord.
神这样说，这个复仇的事情是在我身上。
And it may be that our enemies don't ever change.
也许我们的敌人他永远不会改变。
And we need the Holy Spirit to be careful.
所以我们需要圣灵来帮助我们可以谨慎的来行事。
In dealing with our enemies.
特别是说在应付我们的敌人的这件事情上我们要谨慎。
I'm not talking about just people like my father.
我并不是单单就讲说像我父亲这样的人。
This could be a schoolmate.
他很可能是你在学校的同学。
This could be a coworker.
他也许只是你的同事。
This could be a family member.
他甚至有可能是你的家人。
Or a former friend.
甚至是说你之前的朋友。
Remember, an enemy is somebody who took away your peace.
特别是说，敌人他可能是任何的方式，特别是那些把平安从你身上给偷走的那些人。
And when we don't forgive,
当我们选择不原谅的时候
，We hand over that peace that God has given us.
我们其实把在我们心里的平安交出去了，交给那个人。
Over and over.
我们不断把我们平安从我们身上给交出去。
And so, further on in Romans 14, it says, "So then, each of us, shall give account of himself to God."
有一天，我们都要对神交账。
Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore.
所以让我们不要再彼此论断，不要再彼此啊。
But resolve to not put a stumbling block.
特别是说，我们不要成为弟兄的绊脚石。
Or cause to fall in our brother's way.
我们不要使人跌倒。
It is then incumbent upon me to not just forgive my father.
所以也就因为这样的学习。我就了解到说，我不单单说只是要原谅我的父亲
，but do something else which I've intently done the last few years。
然后，特别是说我还要继续做一些其他的事情，也就是我过去这几年不断在做的。
And that is pray for him。
也就是为我的父亲来祷告。
And sometimes when it comes to reconciliation, as I did，
所以就从我个人的经验来分享，就是说。当我们来谈到这个跟与人回归和好的时候
，reconciliation requires forgiveness。
你要恢复那个关系，你要回归和好，它需要饶恕。
But it also requires mutual understanding and peace。
同时，你也需要彼此之间互相的了解，还有互相之间的那个平安。
And sometimes much prayer and much counsel。
同时，有些时候你可能会需要一些辅导。你也会需要很多的祷告。
Is needed to proceed very carefully.
特别是说，当你要谨慎来进行这个回归和好的动作的时候，这些都是需要的。
But I think if I didn't pray for my father every day,
我没有每一天为我父亲祷告。
I'm putting that stumbling block there.
当我没有这样为他祷告的时候，我这样就是把那绊脚石放在那里。
I don't know who else may be praying for him in the way that I can, given.My knowledge of his deeds.
特别是说，我了解我父亲是一个什么样的人。除了我之外，我不知道还有任何人有可能会为他祷告。
And so, it's important that the forgiveness that I received.
特别是我来谈谈，就是我个人所收到的那个饶恕。
I've never liked this term. People have applied it to me respectfully and affectionately, but I've never liked the word victim.
我其实不是很喜欢被害人这个字，但特别是说，无论人家是用什么方式来形容我作为一个被害人，他们可能非常友善的这样告诉我，但是我不喜欢这个词。
The power of God and the Holy Spirit in me.
特别是说神的力量，还有那个圣灵的力量在我里面。
Bringing me to the point of forgiving my father.
他们都给我来原谅我父亲的能力。
Has taken away any feeling of my being a victim.
他们其实这些力量已经把我那个做受害人的那种感觉完全都挪走了。
I talk about that experience like it's another person.
所以当我在讲这些事情的时候，我好像是在讲别人的故事一样。
But that's not our culture today, particularly in America.
特别在美国，今天这并不是这个文化已经不再是这样了。
I'm a social worker by profession.
我是一个社会工作者，这是我的职业。
I'm not a chef.
其实厨师不是我真正的身份。
I was trained here.
我是在那边受训成为一个厨师。
By wonderful other cooks.
然后被其他非常好的厨师。
But I attended a workshop at a conference not long ago.
在不久之前我才去参加一个聚会。
About understanding intergenerational trauma.
然后他那个聚会啊，他所讲的主题是就是世代之间的那一种纷争跟冲突。
And sometimes I don't recognize my own profession anymore.
有些时候我其实不太知道我的专业是什么。
Instead of helping people grow and cope,
我的工作，社会工作者，其实我应该是来帮助别人，让他们可以成长，让他们可以应付他们的生命当中的危机。
They want to take the flaws of a person.
他们要从把人身上的一些缺点
And blame everybody around them.
然后就是把你就是说他们自己身上有一些过失，但是现在的文化变成说要把那些通通都归咎在别人的身上，跟他自己没有关系。
This generation loves looking for trauma where it doesn't exist.
然后这个特别是这个时代非常喜欢那些冲突跟纷乱的东西。
It looks to assign unwarranted blame.It looks to assign blame.
他们就是没事找事，就是任何那种你想得到的，他们就是想不到的理由，他们都可以搬出来，找出一堆事情来。
And perpetuate a culture of self-victimization.
然后特别是说，现在美国这世代文化很喜欢将自己形容成被害人，各式各样的被害。
And in my work and in my field and in my spiritual experience with God.
在我属灵的经验里面，同时也在我所工作的这个环境当中
，I feel this self-victimizing trend.
然后我发现那些人，他已经变成一种趋势了。很多人很喜欢将自己包装成一个受害者。
It's more so the real spirit of the Antichrist at work.
那也就是那些反基督的灵，其实在背后推动跟工作了。
Because it fosters and entrenches.
因为当他这样做的时候，他就可以形成一种趋势
，a mindset of unforgiveness。
当他这样做的时候，特别是这种文化，他可以推动他可以继续推动那个对人的不原谅。
Instead of helping people examine their own inadequacies or character flaws，
与其说我们应该要来帮助人来检验他们自己，来反省自己，知道说自己有没有什么该改正的地方。
Which may stem from unresolved anger.
然后，但是现在这文化常常会导致很多人他们有那种无法解决的愤怒
or hate and resentment,
或者是各式各样的愤恨。
They want you to blame generations in the past.
这个时代，他们受这样的非常奇怪的教导，就是你们要去怪罪之前的上一辈。
Jesus says, "Forgive 70 times 7."
耶稣有没有原谅70个七次
？This generation wants you to blame 70 times 7 relatives.
但是这个时代，他们是确实要去抱怨别人七十个七次。
So as I wind down, where do we start?
所以接下来我们就在想，那我们该如何开始呢
？If we're struggling with forgiveness,
特别是说我们当中如果有人觉得饶恕是一件非常困难的事情。
Camp has always promoted this. That's very strong in the fellowship.
特别是说我们在团契当中，很多时候我们会来做这样的宣导。
For followers of Christ.
特别是说跟耶稣基督的跟随者。
To develop a prayer list.
我们必须要开始来制作一个祷告的表。
So I have family.
在那个你的祷告事项上面，你可能可以从家庭开始。
Those who are particularly ill，
还有特别是说那些生病的人。
Those who are not saved，
或者说那些还没有蒙拯救的人。
And I have a corner for my enemies。
同时，我还有一个角落，那边我就写下我的敌人。
My father's there。
我父亲的名字就在上面。
Because in Psalm 99，
在诗篇99篇
，You know we're familiar with the various names of God in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约当中，我们读到神有各个不同的名字。
El Shaddai,
El Shaddai,
Jehovah Jireh,
然后耶稣有神有各样不同的名字。
But in Psalm 99,
但在诗篇99篇
it refers to the Lord our God,
他在这边说我们的神，我们的主
as God who forgives,
他是一位原谅的神。
And the proper Hebrew word is Jehovah Nasa.
在箴言当中就是那个希伯来文它是耶和华拿撒。
Which is an interesting translation because it means one who bears.
它的翻译其实很有趣。它真正翻出来的意思是说那个承受的人。
So we have in Psalm 99, God who forgives, God who bears.
所以在诗篇99篇虽然说它的翻译是说神是原谅人的，但是他在希伯来文的原因，他是神，他本身是那个承受的人。
And we have Jesus who bore all our sins.
所以我们有耶稣，他为我们承受了一切。
So there needs to be a starting and ongoing prayer walk.
所以我们要开始有这样一个祷告的生活。
As difficult as it may be.
他可能不是很容易。
For our enemies.
特别是说为我们的敌人来祷告的时候。
You will feel relief in time.
当你为你的敌人祷告的时候，你会得释放。
Your questions may not all be answered.
你的答案不一定，你的问题不一定会得到答案。
You may never reconcile.
你也许永远没有办法跟你的敌人和好。
But you're responsible as a steward of this mystery.
但是神已经将原谅的事工交托给你了。
So I leave you with this thought.
所以我要跟弟兄姐妹们来分享这个。
We know in Genesis 5,
我们知道在创世纪第五章
Noah had siblings.
挪亚他有家人，他有兄弟姐妹。
Noah's, I have this right, Noah's great-grandfather was Enoch.
挪亚他的great-great, 曾祖父
great.
是以诺。
Then,Methuselah,
然后 Methuselah,
and Lamech. But in 3-4 generations, from Enoch to Noah,
从以诺到挪亚，这中间三四个世代。
But we're talking about back then people who lived hundreds of years.
在那个时候，人们都是一活就活好几百年。
Two, three generations completely fell away from God except from Noah.
除了挪亚之外，两三个世代的人完全离开神。
Now, Lamech, Noah's father, died 5 years before the flood.
那挪亚的父亲在洪水之前的五年死了。
So Lamech didn't know who got on the boat and who didn't.
拉麦并不知道说谁上了船，谁没有上船。
But Noah knew who did and didn't.
但是挪亚知道说谁上了船，谁没有上船。
And it was a lot of friends and relatives.
然后还有很多罗德的家人，朋友跟家人，朋友跟亲戚。
But I'm believing that Noah, up until the door was shut in the ark.
但是我相信就是挪亚一直到方舟的门关上的那一刻
prayed for his enemies.
他在那时候他都一直为他的敌人在祷告。
Because he knew what was about to happen.
因为他知道接下来发生的事情是什么。
So back to the two thieves on the cross with Jesus Christ.
所以我们再回来看那个跟耶稣一起挂在十字架上的那两个罪犯。
One thief's story indeed has a very sad ending.
所以其中他们有一个人的下场就是非常的悲惨。
But another one has found joy.
但是另外一个他在却在这当中找到喜乐。
And so, we have to bring ourselves to a place of forgiving our enemies.
所以我们必须要能够来原谅我们的敌人。
And pray for their souls.
而且为他们的灵魂祷告。
That before they shut their eyes, they call out the name of Jesus.
所以那些人他们得到饶恕，特别是在他们离开这世界上之前，他们也能够找到耶稣。
And I'm not sure why I say this, but sometimes you have to learn to take the burden of being their savior off your shoulders. Because you're not. You have to take the burden. I'm not my father's savior.
我并不是我父亲的救主。
Okay? Jesus is.
耶稣才是他的救主。
My responsibility is to forgive and to pray.
我的责任是为他祷告，同时原谅他。
And if God works by his Holy Spirit in and through the two of us,
如果圣灵在我们两个的身上来这样的工作，
as impossible as it still seems to this day,
即便到现在这看起来仍然是完全不可能的事情，
I must live up to my end in this ministry.
我还是必须要对神所交付给我这个原谅事工，我要一直走到底。
And so that's what I mean. Jesus has to work in my father's heart.
所以这也就是我所说，耶稣他必须要在我父亲的心里面工作。
It's not for me to force it.
我没有办法用我自己的能力来让它发生。
It's for me to pray it.
我所能做的就是为这件事情来祷告。
And to be open to the move of the Spirit as the Spirit sees fit in this particular.
特别是说，任何圣灵看为合适的方式，我必须要愿意打开我的心，让圣灵按照他的方式来行事。
So I hope what I've shared with you tonight.
所以希望今天晚上我所跟各位分享的
points you in a better direction if you're struggling with forgiving.
如果说你们在饶恕的这件事情上有任何难受，好像今天晚上的分享能够给你们一些参考。
It may not be somebody who's committed a crime against you.
他不一定是有什么人对你从事一些犯罪的行为。
But if you're not at perfect peace with somebody,
但就很简单，只是因为你跟谁有一些不合。
There's work to be done there in the Spirit.
特别是在灵里面，也许有一些工作必须要完成。
So Father in heaven, I pray for my blessed friends here tonight that, Lord, that you would bring them to know the ministry of forgiveness as you want us to pursue it and share with others through our experiences, Lord. We've all experienced different things.
谢谢主耶稣，谢谢你。今天晚上我为这些蒙福的弟兄姐妹们在这里，我为他们祷告。如果他们都能够明白，也学习这个饶恕的事工。
We've all had different hurts.
我们都受过不一样的伤害。
Maybe we're hurting here tonight.
也许我们也今天晚上有人身上也是带着受伤来的。
But by your blood.
但是借着耶稣基督你的血。
And thy spirit.
也借着你的圣灵。
You can bring healing to us.
你可以将医治赐下给我们。
You can bring peace.
你也可以将平安。
Like nothing else can.
就没有任何人可以完成的。
So right now,
主啊，就在现在。
As hard as it may be,
虽然说看起来不可能。
We come together.
但主，我们同心合意在这里。
And we pause to think on them.
主啊，我们在这里拿用一刻的时间来想想那些我们的敌人。
And in the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣基督的圣名
，pray for all our enemies.
我们为我们的敌人祷告。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
To sing a song, I don't know if you all know it, but
I'm sure. 我想来唱一首诗歌，我不知道你们是不是都知道这首诗歌。
Oh, wash me now without within.
来洁净我。
Okay. Oh, wash me now without within.
Purge me with fire if that must be.
这是一首新兴家庭的诗歌。
We have another special tonight. We've been asked to pray for the young people that have been working and serving us. So,
今天晚上我们要为那些在营地服侍的年轻人来祷告。
If you come forward, you know who you are. Jeffrey knows who they are.
对，请到前面来。那个在营地服侍年轻的弟兄姐妹们。Father Sebastian.
I thought we would pray for the young people. Is Kevin here?
And
we're going to ask Joy to come up.
Joy, now I have Kevin.
Victor,
yes.
Victor.
A number of them are...
Thank you for pointing them out.
A number of them are going through a transition in their lives. Whether they're going to college or finding work. Or looking to the Lord for the next step. Something about just since this conference is about Joshua.
And
Molan and I have been praying for the young people particularly. As some things that Brother Eric can mention, this generation is different. They think differently. And the enemies at work. And we just need to pray for them. Particularly for this generation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Lord Jesus, we just bring these young people before you, Father. Oh God, may you work in each one of their hearts, Lord Jesus. Lead them and guide them wherever they go, Lord Jesus. Put a hedge around them, Lord Jesus. Cover them with your hand, Father. Oh, may your blood be upon them, Lord. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. May they be a light wherever they go, Jesus. Oh Father, to fight for you, to show that your presence is with them. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We pray for this generation. Not just those here, but those at our churches. Lord, those in China, they're going through different battles and different challenges, Father. Oh, may your word go forth, Lord, and testify of yourself to them. Oh, to bring your glory so that they would know you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Bless each one of them here as they take their next step, Lord Jesus, that they look to you, Father, to lead them step by step, step by step, in prayer, in supplication, in love, Father. Put a greater love in them. We thank you, Lord, and their families too, Jesus. Hallelujah. In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Yes, 成长起来的主啊，你是我们的父，你也是他们的父，你是我们居所，也是他们的居所。哦，主啊，在这个弯曲的世代，你要保守他们走在你的义路当中，免掉那些试探，那些诱惑和引诱。哦，主保守他们走在你的道路当中。哦，主让他们在这个环境中成长起来，并且要做你的见证，传扬你的福音，来见证你自己用他们的生活，用他们的工作。谢谢你，切切地保守他们，在你的里面有平安和喜乐。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for all these precious young people. Thank you, Lord, that you have drawn their hearts to you. Lord, I pray, Lord, as they go through these next steps in their lives, Lord, that you go before them. We pray, Lord, that you will capture and keep their hearts close to you, dear Lord, and fill them with yourself, with your spirit, fill them with your glory. And Lord, make them a light in this dark world. We pray that you will so work through them, dear Lord, that lives will be changed through their common contents.
Yes,
dear Lord, have your way in them. And Lord, we just pray that you will go before them every step of the way and make the way plain and clear for them. And keep them, Lord, in your love. Keep them in your peace, dear Lord.
Yes.
Knowing that you're with them always. And you promise never to leave them, never forsake them.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
There are enough men here. You pray for the boys, we'll pray for the girls. Hallelujah. Pray for each one of them.
One thing I have, the Lord desire, for all my path have I remained, be it my water or my fire. Oh, make me clean, oh, make me clean, so wash thou me without within, or purge with fire if that must be, no matter how, if only sin die out in me. Brief thought this evening that I'd like to share with you from the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, the letter to the Hebrews.
希伯来书第十章, 今天晚上我有一个很简单的信息要跟弟兄姐妹们分享。
Now in Hebrews 10, we find in the starting the 5th verse,
从第五节开始,
we find the writer quoting Psalm 40.
在这里他引述了那个诗篇40篇
creating a beautiful picture of what Christ has done.
然后他这边画了一幅很美丽的图画，然后他所描述的就是说耶稣为我们做了些什么。
Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me.
祭物和礼物不是你所要的，但你曾给我预备了身体。
A body you have prepared for me.
这个是你为我预备的身体。
The birth of Christ, his arrival on this earth, it was not simply a way for him to come down and be close to the people that he had created.
Not simply to experience their life and feel closer to them. But he came down and took on human flesh. Because God had prepared a body for him. So that he could lay down his life as the perfect once-for-all sacrifice. That is what is so powerful about this statement, a body you have prepared for me. Jesus, the Lamb of God, whose sacrifice was planned from the foundation of the world. And the other part of the quote that our writer highlights for us is that Jesus came in to do the will of God.
In verse 6 and 7,
I won't take time to read it in English, but
在第六节还有第七节，然后凡祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的，那时我说，看哪，我来了，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。神，我来要为照你的旨意行。
Jesus had come to do the will of God. The perfection of what Jesus did and accomplished in laying down his life for our sins. He did that as an act of submission to the will of the Father. So now if I am in Christ, and Christ is in me, shouldn't it now follow that his act of recognizing that God had given him a body and his desire to fulfill the will of God shouldn't that serve as a pattern of what Christ desires for us?
也就是耶稣基督对我们所行，对我们有什么样的心意？
What he wants to accomplish with our bodies.
特别是说他借着我们的身体来完成的事情。
Not that we can sacrifice ourselves for our sins or anyone else's sins.
不是说我们可以借着我们的身体来为别人的罪或自己的罪来舍命。
But as members of Christ,
当我们是耶稣基督的一部分的时候,
we recognize that God has prepared a body for me. I belong to him.
我属于主。
My body belongs to him.
我的身体也是属于主。
I am not my own.
我不是属于我自己的。
I've been bought with a price.
我是重价所赎。
Therefore, I must glorify God in my body.
所以我必须要借我身体来荣耀神。
Paul reminds us of that our body is not for fornication, but for the Lord.
我们的身体不是为了要犯罪的, 我们的身体是为了神。
And the Lord for the body.
主也是为了这个身体。
So our faith in Christ is not simply a set of beliefs that we have.
我们的信并不是单单只是说我们意志上的相信。
While at the same time we consider ourselves to be in charge of our life and who we are.
很多时候我们也知道说我们其实掌控我们生活当中很多大小的事情。
In saying that our bodies belong to him,
当我们说我们的身体是属于主的时候,
we're saying that everything about us belongs to him.
我们其实在讲的是说任何事情其实都属于主的。
Because our bodies are not separated from our spirit and our soul.
因为我们的身体跟我们的灵魂是并不是分开的。
We are not our own.
我们并不是属于我们自己的。
We read, know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you.
我们其实属于主的，也就是那坐在我身里面的圣灵，我们身体是神的殿。
So as the purpose of God was giving Christ the body was for him to lay it down.
所以神给耶稣那个身体是为了他能够来舍命。
The pattern once again follows for us who are in Christ.
所以我们作为耶稣基督的门徒，我们也是跟着同样的形式。
Our bodies are meant to do the will of God.
我们的身体是为着主的旨意。
Our bodies are meant to be laid down as a sacrifice.
我们的身体其实要摆上来做献祭用的。
In our case, it's a living sacrifice.
然后对我们而言，我们要做一个活的祭。Romans
12:2.
在罗马书十二章当中。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
按着神的心意，我请 Another
way that is expressed is as our reasonable service.
然后同时也是要来为神而服侍。
It's the only reasonable response to God's call and provision.
当我们对神的供应所回应的呼召，也就是要将我们身体来摆上。
Lord, you've given me life in my body.
主啊，你给了我这个身体跟生命。
That I may live for you.
我必须要为你而活。
That I may present myself as a living sacrifice.
所以我能够将我自己献上作为活祭。
And so then that brings us to that second statement in that psalm.
所以在那个诗篇当中的后半段,
when Jesus said, I have come to do your will.
这边耶稣他说, 神啊, 我来是为要照你的旨意行。
That's also God's design for us.
神他也是对我们他也是同样的期许。
He has given us life so that we may submit to Him and do His will.
神已经给我们这个身体, 所以我们能够将我们自己献上来行他的旨意。
There's a song that we sing that says, not my own, but saved by Jesus.
有一首诗歌我们这样唱的, 我们不是我们自己的, 我们是, 神已经拯救了我们,
who redeemed me by His blood.
借着他的血我们得救赎。
Gladly I accept the message.
我完全地接受这样的信息。
I belong to Christ the Lord.
我属于主。
So if our souls and spirits are so connected with our bodies,
因为我们的灵还有魂跟我们的身体这样紧紧地连接在一起,
at least as long as we are living in this world,
只要我们还留活在这个世界上,
and if our whole self, body, soul, and spirit belong to God,
只要我们的灵魂体都是属于神的,
then to live in this light means that we submit fully to Him.
所以如果我们在这世上活着，意思也就是我们必须要将我们灵魂体完全地献给神。
Lord, my body belongs to you.
主啊, 我的身体属于你。
My heart belongs to you.
我的心也是属于你。
My mind belongs to you.
主啊, 我的意志也是属于你。
The things that I say and do in this human body must be under your control.
主啊, 在这个身体里面, 我所想的, 我所说的, 必须要在你的旨意下接受你的,
I don't want to follow my own agenda.
我不要有我自己的主意。
If I am submitted to Christ,
如果我将我自己相付与神,
I won't be seeking to promote myself.
我并不会想要来自己, 来促销自己。
I won't be seeking to be in charge of my own destiny.
我不会想要来掌控我自己的人生。
I will simply desire to be at the Lord's disposal.
我愿意完全按照神的心意来行事。
There are some words from that song that we all love, Live Out Thy Life Within Me.
在那首诗歌当中，我们也非常喜欢这样的，就是说我们要神住在我们的里面。
Part of that song says, The body henceforth be thy silent, docile servant, moved only as by thee.
我们的身体愿意完全归于主，我们就是神的仆人，愿意按照你的心意而行。
Its members every moment held subject to thy call.
然后每一个时刻，我们都按着你的心意来行。
Ready to have thee use them or not be used at all.
无论是被使用或者不被使用，完全按照你的心意。
Held without restless longing or strain or stress or fret.
我们心里没有这样的恐惧或担忧。
Or chafings at thy dealings or thoughts of vain regret.
或者有任何的后悔。
But restful, calm, and pliant from bend and bias free.
我们完全弃绝我们自己。 将在你的平安当中,
permitting thee to settle when thou hast need of me.
我们愿意你完全地住在我们的里面。
Well, our flesh doesn't like that.
很多时候我们的肉体其实并不喜欢这样的安排。
We feel like we need to be doing something.
我们一直为我们自己计划很多的事情。
We need to be making a difference.
我们必须要在世界上来做一些我们想做的事情。
We want to be something.
我们想要成就一些可以成就的。
But before God can do much with us,
但是在神能够使用我们之前,
He has to empty us of all that.
我们必须要倒空自己。
And He knows how to do that.
你知道怎么样吗?
He needs to make us to become emptier, lowlier.
神要让我们可以变谦卑, 要我们可以被倒空。
Small and unnoticed.
很多时候我们可能不会引起太多注意，我们可能很卑微。
And He knows how to work in us then to make us pure, holy, empty vessels that He can fill and use.
神要让我们倒空成为一个纯洁的器皿，所以他可以来使用。
And so as we recognize that we are in Christ,
所以我们大家要注意到，我们是在主里。
We are members of His body.
我们是神身体上的一部分。
We belong to Him.
我们属于主。
He has given us a body as well.
神他已经将这个身体给了我们,
it's a body that belongs to Him. So let us come in humility and submission to God. Let us look to Him to take greater possession of us.
让我们仰望耶稣, 让他能够全的,
transforming us. Emptying us of ourselves.
主啊,
so that we may be filled with Him.
所以我们能够被他来充满,
and be useful to Him. And also in this same 10th chapter of Hebrews, there's some precious words farther down in the chapter.
在希伯来书十章接下来往后面
Can you read verses 19 through 22?
所以弟兄们既然我们靠着耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活路从幔子经过这幔子就是他的身体 既然我们有一位伟大祭司治理神的家，那么我们该用诚心和充足的信心， 同以蒙洁净无愧的良心和清水， 洗净了身体来亲近神。
In this letter to the Hebrews, the writer has been telling the people how much better Christ is than the Old Covenant.
在这里面就是希伯来书的作者已经告诉我们，就是这个神，他跟旧约当中比起来是如何的不同。
How complete His work is.
然后他的工作是完全的。
And so He's reminding us of that again here.
所以他在这里再次提醒我们。
Since Christ has done all this.
因为主已经成就了这一切。
Let us draw near.
所以我们要来就近他。
And how do we draw near?
我们如何能够来就近他呢?
Do we draw near to feel good about ourselves and show everybody how gifted we are?
我们是要对我们自己自我感觉良好，然后告诉大家说。 我很有恩赐跟才能吗?
Or we do draw near in humility.
或者是说我们应该带谦卑的心来就近神。
What motives do we have in drawing near?
我们在心里的动机是如何?
Do we draw near with a true heart?
当我们来神的面前的时候，我们是带着无愧的良心吗?
In full assurance of faith.
然后我们是带着充足的信心吗?
With our hearts sprinkled.
然后特别是我们的心已经被清水洗净。
And our bodies clean.
我们的身体被清水所洗净，还有
a true heart, there's that genuineness spoken of there.
那个无愧良心在这里所提到的。
We want to know Jesus.
我们要认识耶稣。
We want to live in His presence.
我们要坐在他的同在当中。
We're hungry for Him.
我们是这样的渴慕神。
We're not looking for some blessing.
我们所要不单只是祝福。
We're not looking for success.
我们也不是要个人的成功。
We're not looking for Him to give us a pleasant life.
我们不是要这个世界上的享乐。
Or to fill our pockets with gold.
或者说在我们的口袋当中放了很多的钱。
You know, I had a friend one time.
我有一个朋友。
That when I lived in upstate New York.
当我住在纽约上州的时候。
And the pastor in the church there.
在那边教会的牧师。
He meant well. but his way of dealing with people was that. Was that, he would give them the impression that if you come to Jesus, you can have it all. And I remember him sharing with me one day. How, you know, this man, he had his ups and downs in his Christian life. He had his struggles. He came from a rough background. But at that point in time, he felt like he had been doing pretty well. He'd been doing all the right things. He'd been praying. He'd been coming to church. And so he kind of began to wonder, well, where's my stuff?
既然他可以那么成功，那我呢?
There was that impure motive there.
然后，但是在那里其实有一些不洁净的成分。
Because of what he'd been taught, I guess.
也许就是因为他受到一些不正确的教导。
But oh, to have a heart that really just wants Jesus.
我们必须要有一个洁净的心，就是单单要耶稣的心。
That's taken up with Him.
我们必须要有一个爱耶稣的心。
That nothing else matters.
其他其实都不重要。
But we want Jesus.
我们单单要耶稣。
And if we don't have that kind of desire for Him, we can ask Him to make us hungry for that.
如果我们没有那个饥渴想要耶稣的心，我们是可以向他来求。
He loves to answer a prayer like that.
耶稣他很喜欢这样的祷告。
And so we come to Him with a true heart.
当我们带着无愧的良心来到神的面前。We
come to him in full assurance of faith. And that's related to our level of boldness in coming to him.
我们必须要大胆, 借着耶稣的爱来到他面前。
As we also read elsewhere, we can come boldly to the throne of grace.
就像我们也读过,
because it's not related to how worthy or unworthy we think we are. If we look at ourselves, we'll never feel worthy enough.
如果我们看自己的话,
but as we recognize, Lord, it's because of your work that I come.
但是我们知道是因为神,是因为你的话,
and you welcome me to come.
你要我来到你面前,
you don't push me away. And so that makes me want to run to Jesus. And so we come in that full assurance of faith. And our hearts are clean. His blood washes us. We're sprinkled clean. And we come with a body that is washed with pure water. Now, that doesn't simply mean that we take a bath before we come to church.
That's
always a good idea anyway. But I believe that this speaks of baptism. A place where our body comes along with our hearts.
我们的身体,我们的心,受洁净,
to enter into what Jesus provides for us. Our bodies need to be sanctified along with our hearts. So the implication here is that if our hearts have been made clean, and we have entered into this new and living way, our bodies must follow. In other words, our actions demonstrate what has happened in our hearts. If we say that we've entered into a new life with Christ, and yet our lives are no different from before, and something's missing. What has happened on the inside should show on the outside. From 1 Corinthians 6, verse
14.
It says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you? Whom you have from God? You are not your own. For you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. So I just want to encourage us tonight, especially our young people that we pray for tonight. Don't be afraid to surrender everything of yourself to God. Don't hold anything back. We can waste so much time holding on to things. And the things that we hold on to are not worth anything compared to the glory of knowing Jesus. So now, let's not waste a moment of our lives. Let's say, Jesus, help yourself to all of me.
告诉耶稣,
body, soul, and spirit.
我的灵魂体,
I belong to you, Lord.
我属于你,
and when God sees a hungry heart like that, he will come and fill it.
神会来到那个心,
he'll transform it.
他会改变那个人,
and he'll be able to use it for his honor and glory.
为着他自己的荣耀,
and if it's okay, I'd like to sing with you that song that I mentioned some of the words for, from Live Out Thy Life Within Me. It's in the
white books. 在营地的诗歌本
Number
43 第43首 活出主的生命 Live out thy life
Live out thy life within
to all my questionings, live out.
Yeah.
I surrender all.
Sebastian, when we prayed for him about 60 years ago, I made a contract. I wrote it down in black and white. I, Martha Emma Vital, do give myself altogether to you, Jesus, for time and eternity.
刚才我在跟这个年轻人 Sebastian 分享的时候，我提到60年前， 我写了一张纸， 我将我自己 完全的交给神。
I just counted it up 60 years ago.
那个是40年前 我跟神所立的一个合约。
And I've had serious problems along the way.
过去的这60年当中 我有许多的麻烦。
And when I turned to Jesus about it, I said, Jesus, what are you saying to me?
但是当我转向耶稣 跟耶稣问说， 耶稣你要教导我些什么呢？
I told you earlier this week, he said, you're mine.
我早先跟你们大家分享过， 耶稣告诉我说， 你是属于我的， 你是属于我的，
you're mine.
你是我的。
I'm in control.
我掌控一切。
Because I gave him the control.
因为神已经将这个主权交给我。
I said, you're mine.
我告诉主说， 主告诉我说， 你是属于我的。
And the song we sang, I was ready hearing our pastor preach. I already had the page turned to live out thy life within me.
所以我也刚好打开到这首诗歌， 求主的生命从我活出。
Because that was my wedding march.
当我结婚的时候， 我们唱的就是这首诗歌。
That was the biggest decision I ever had to make.
这是一个非常在我人生当中这是一个非常重大的决定。
I didn't want to make a mistake.
我不希望这个决定是一个错的决定。
And the Lord told me very clearly.
神非常清楚地告诉我。
He said, say yes like you would if it were me.
他说因着我缘故你可以说是。
So I said yes.
所以我就跟神说是。
I had 35 years of joy.
那是一个35年的喜乐。
But the Lord reminds me that I'm His.
但是神再次提醒我属于他。
And when we've been praying, I'll tell you a secret. Behind the scene, we've been praying very earnestly for a dishwasher.
我告诉大家一个秘密，
we really prayed twice a week.
我们非常认真的祷告。
We prayed for weeks for a dishwasher.
我们为洗碗工 做了很长的祷告。
And Jeff said, well, if we don't get one, he'd do the dishes.
那个像弟兄说， 若我们找不到，
That's the kind of coordinator he is.
洗碗的话， 我自己可以下去洗。 然后我们非常谢谢Sebastian来帮我。
I'll fill in. But God sent a dishwasher.
但是神派了我们需要的同工。
He appointed that boy to be here. Sebastian. That's a big name for you. Tall, dark, and handsome.
Sebastian.
People are from Guatemala. I told him, Me llamo Marta. Me llamo Marta Emanuela, because he speaks Spanish.
Sebastian,
he came because he wanted to be among you Chinese. He's going to go to China.
接下来他要到中国大陆去念书。
So when he was at the altar, I told him, make a consecration, you know, write it down, tell the Lord you're His.
That
goes for every one of those young people.
就是在座许多年轻人
And as old, some older people too, you need to say, Lord, I'm yours.
你们必须要跟神说，主啊，我属于你。
For time and eternity.
主啊，现在一直到永生，我都属于你。
I surrender all to you.
我全然的降服给你。
You make the choice for me.
主啊，你为我来做决定。
I gave my family, I gave my marriage ideas.
我的家人，我的婚姻。
And he took me.
然后耶稣他接受了我所摆上的愿。
And he's kept me his.
耶稣一直就是。 接受了我,
and he'll do the same for each one of us.
如果你们也这样做, 耶稣也为你们,
he wants us, like we heard tonight, this is the message of the whole evening. He wants our bodies presented to him. That includes our mind,
也包括我们的,
and our talk.
我们的谈话,
and our walk.
我们的行事为人,
That's why when I had to choose a wedding march, I couldn't think of anything better than my teacher's favorite song, Live Out Your Life Within Me.
所以当我在选我婚礼的诗歌的时候, 我就选了这首, 也就是我老师最喜欢的这首。
I'm still working on that prayer.
我还在持续不断为这个祷告来做。
He wants to think through us. He wants to speak through us. He wants to love through us.
神要从我们身上来爱，来说话。
He wants to forgive through us, like we heard tonight.
同时神也像我们今天晚上所听到，神也要借着我们来行饶恕。
He went back into heaven before the Father because he paid the price for it.
耶稣他摆上了代价，所以要回到天上，回到天父的旁边。
And now he wants to live in you. He wants to walk in your shoes.
耶稣要在我们的人生当中。
He wants to possess your whole body.
耶稣要完全来占有我们。
He wants to take you wherever he wants you to go.
耶稣要带我们去我们他要我们去的地方。
My relatives and my doctor think couldn't believe I'm going to come here.
我的亲戚啊，我的医生，他没有办法相信说我这样的身体我还来到参加这个会。但是神带领我来。
And he'll take me home.
神也会带我回家。
He wants to walk through you, he wants to talk through you, he wants to love through you.
借着你，神他要说他要说的话，他行他要行的事。
The body is for the Lord.
这个身体是为着主的。
And the Lord is for the body.
主也是为着这个身体的，我们自己的身体。
So as we close.
所以今天晚上
Let's deal with the Lord tonight.
今天晚上我们来到主的面前。
That we surrender all.
我们将一切都交托给神。
Come and take possession, Lord.
愿神来掌管一切。
Live out your life within us.
愿神的生命可以从我们里面活出。
In all things have your way.
在所有的事情上，愿神的心意得以成全。
Because You deserve everything we are.
因为神他配得一切我们的所有所事。
You can make us the vessel that's honorable in your sight.
神他可以将我们造成那个荣耀他的器皿。
Doesn't matter what other people think, it matters what he thinks.
别人的看法不重要，神怎么样的，神的想法才是重要的。
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
将我们的目光定睛在耶稣的身上。
And your whole body will be full of light.
你的全人要被神的光来充满。
He'll possess you with His glory.
我们可以成为神荣耀的占有。
He satisfies the longing heart.
这样可以来交神的那个心的满足。
Now I know it's time for some of you to go to bed, but if you want to stay, we'll stay a while and pray together.
也许有些弟兄姐妹想要回房间去休息，但是如果你可以留下来祷告，可以一起留下来祷告。But
make it a point to consecrate all together. Write it out if you need to. That's my document. I still have the document.
我在六十年前跟神所订立那个合约到现在还在。如果你们要将神奉你们要将自己奉献给神的话，你应该认真对待这件事情，把你的奉献写下来。
I'm so glad I belong to Jesus.
啊，我非常非常高兴，我是属于主的。
All of us.
我们所有的每个人都属于主。
We want to belong more to Him now.
我们要将我们自己更多的交给神。
There's territories in our heart and our being that needs fully surrendered.
如果在我们的身体在我们心里有任何的角落还没有交给神的话，把它交出来。
From our cook friend, there's territories.
就像今天晚上Eric 弟兄跟我们分享的
we have to give up some attitudes.
我们必须要将我们有一些态度也把它交出来
we have to humble ourselves.
我们必须要学着我们要谦卑
where we have to make ourselves of no reputation.
甚至我们愿意把我们自己的名声给摆上
oh, now all that is painful.
虽然说这个过程可能是痛苦的
but at the end, Jesus is reigning within you.
但是你所得到会是耶稣在你里面活出来。
He comes to live out his life within us.
让耶稣的生命可以从里面活出。
So Lord Jesus, tonight we thank you for telling us you want us to belong to you.
哦，主耶稣，谢谢你今天晚上来告诉我们，再次让我们知道我们属于你。
Help us to make a full surrender.
主啊，帮助我们，让我们将我们自己全然的交给你。
Help us to let go of everything else.
主啊，任何一切我们的所有琐事，我们都愿意放手。
Come and live out your life within us.
我们求你来坐在我们的里面。
Possess us wholly.
主啊，完全的拥有我们。
This is the most important thing that's happened all week.
哦，主啊，这个礼拜最重要的就是让耶稣来占有我们。
That we surrender more.
主，我们全然将我们自己交托给你。
We surrender completely.
主，我们全然的降服于你。
And He is just waiting.To take ownership.
主耶稣正在等待，等待我们将我们心交给他，所以他能够拥有我们。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名求。
You're free to go. If you do go, go quietly.
如果你要离开的话，请安静的离开。